In some of our podcasts that I've been recording and on some of our live Facebook feeds that I've been doing and in a lot of our calls and letters on the radio, I've been touching upon the topic of recovery. And one of the tools that I use every day in my life, in my own life, are books, meditation books and inspirational books that just every day give me something to think about. Every day give me a little piece of wisdom. And I wanted to share a couple of those thoughts with you today. One is by somebody named Charlie Shedd. And Charlie Shedd said, patience is a particular requirement. Without it, you can destroy in an hour what might take you weeks to repair. For some of us, it doesn't even take an hour. It just takes 2 or 3 minutes. Have you ever typed something out and then hit send and then had to spend the next few days or weeks trying to repair the damage? Here's the thing. You can't repair that kind of damage because once a china cup is broken, you can glue it back together, but it's never going to hold tea again. Once you put a hole in a Picasso and you tear the fabric, you can try to put tape on the back. You can try to put paint on the chips that you tore off, but it's never going to be whole again. So that's why patience is a particular requirement in life. When you enjoy a moment to its fullest and you can learn to be patient with your thoughts, that then governs your actions. It's something, sadly, that's taken me years to learn because I am not a patient person by nature. And I will say things off the cuff. I will hit send without thinking it through. And I will feel justified in it because I'm right. My producer, Janie, on the other hand, is much more patient than me. And she and I both agreed years ago, it is better to be effective than to prove you're right. And so now when I'm feeling like hitting send, I will call her and I'll say, please talk me through this before I hit. Dear jerk, stop me. And we talk it through. And a lot of times once I get that poison, that anger out of my system, I can use reason before I hit send. Do you have patience in your life, or do you think you need to have something, you need to say it, you need to say it now, other people need to hear it, and they need to act on it? That's not patience. That's immaturity. I know, I recognize that well, because that was me for so many years, and it still is me. When I'm tired, when I'm hungry, angry, or lonely or tired, H-A-L-T, hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. That's when I know I don't hit send. That's when I know I shouldn't call somebody and give them a piece of my mind. That's when I know maybe I should cancel a meeting because I'm going to be ugly in that meeting. Patience is a particular requirement. Do you have the patience it requires to be a good husband, a good wife, a good friend, a good employee, a good boss, a good leader, a good follower? Do you have the patience it requires to be a good and decent and kind human being? Our world needs kindness right now more than anything. Our world needs kindness. There are people who have been very, very wounded by cruel words spoken by impatient people, and their response is to speak cruel words back. And the same kind of ugly that hurt them, they feel justified in hurting others with. That's not patience. That's not kindness. That's not love. That's not going to get us anywhere. It's not. It's not going to get us anywhere. When you reach out in love, when you put your need to be right and to prove you're right aside, when you use patience before you respond or when you act, everything changes. When your heart is motivated by kindness, everything changes. And it's so hard to do when you feel like you've been attacked. when you feel like you've been wronged. And when you have been wronged, I'm not saying when you feel like it unjustified, when you have been wronged, when you have been attacked, when somebody has hurt you, it is so hard to be patient or kind. I think that's why God tells us to turn the other cheek. That literally means when somebody strikes you on one side of the face, to turn the other cheek, not to strike back. And that's, oh, such a hard lesson for people like me. Yeah, forgiveness does not come naturally to me, just like patience does not come naturally to me. Neither does forgiveness. I'm a fighter. I was born that way. But I don't need to stay that way because it's not going to help make the world a better place. My job, my ultimate mission that I feel God has called me to in this world is to make the world a better place by sharing the reality of God's love with as many people as I possibly can. And the way that I'm going to do that is one heart at a time. The way that I'm going to do that is by learning to be patient, learning to be kind, learning to turn the other cheek, learning that people will know my faith, not by my words, but by my love. I don't want you to know my faith, to say, hey, Delilah, you know, believes blah, 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 because of my words. St. Francis of Assisi, I think it was, said, go out and share the gospel. And if you must, use words. I don't want to have to use words for you to know my faith. I want you to know my faith by my actions. I want my life to exemplify, to be a model of patience and kindness and goodness and mercy, not just to those who deserve it, but especially to those who don't deserve it. I want my life to be a model of God's love, of God's light in a dark and dying world. I want my life, my words, my actions, the way I conduct myself to be a light in the darkness. And when I am impatient, when I am feeling justified in being right or insisting on my way, I'm not shining that light at all. No, I'm not shining that light, and I'm quenching that light for others. I don't want to quench the light. I don't want to blow out the candle of hope. I want to fan the flames of hope until it's a bright light on a hill for all to see. I want my life, my actions, the way that I respond to my kids, to your kids, to the neighbor kids, the way that I treat my animals, the way that I treat my dogs and my horses, I want that to shine the light of God. The way that I talk to you on the phone, the way that I answer my email messages, the way that I work with my employees, or the way that I am an employee because I work for somebody, the way that I submit my authority, even if I disagree vehemently with what they're saying, I want my life to shine the love of God. So today I encourage you to practice patience, to develop patience, to be a light in the darkness, to be especially kind, to be kind to those who deserve it, to be kind to strangers on the street, to be kind to yourself, and to be kind to those who don't deserve it. Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Do you share your love with others in a tangible way? Do you share your love? Do you share your faith in a way that people see by your actions that it's strong and true and real? Or do you just use words? I hope the words that I speak on the radio, I hope the words that I speak in these podcasts or on my Facebook Live feeds are backed up by my actions. If they're not, then they mean nothing. If I'm not backing up my words with my actions and the way I conduct my life, those words mean nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm just a clanging cymbal. There's a scripture that says, but you can know all the words in the Bible. You can have all the faith in the world. You can be a holy man or a holy woman, but if you have not love, you're just a clanging cymbal. You're just making noise. If you don't have love for strangers, for your family, for your enemies, then nothing you say is worth anything. If you have not love, you're a clanging cymbal. I don't want to be a clanging cymbal. There's too much noise in this world. There is too much noise, ugly noise, screaming noise, violent noise, ugly, vulgar words, people behaving in such ugly, vulgar ways. Happy to offend others because they're right. They're right. They have the right. They feel like they're justified to hurt others and to behave in ways that are just disgusting. Show love, have love, demonstrate love by your actions, by your words, by the way you conduct yourself, by the way you treat others. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Thank you for sharing this time on this podcast with me. I invite you to go out and love boldly, to use patience and kindness in all that you do, in all your activities, and in all your relationships, and to love boldly. I also want to say thank you to our sponsors who pay for this podcast. It's free for you to download because we have wonderful sponsors that believe in the Delilah Show and who support us. So this podcast that you're listening to right now is sponsored by my friends at Twinings Tea. Twinings Tea has the best selection of teas. Oh my gosh. Not too sweet, just delicious. And they've got so many varieties, over 50 varieties of tea to choose from. So thank you to the folks at Twinings Tea who sponsor this podcast and make it possible for me to share these thoughts with you tonight. And don't forget to join me. I'm on the radio every night. If you don't have a station in your area that carries my show, then you can download the iHeartRadio app and listen to me 24/7. You can also follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. I want to stay connected to you. Thank you for joining me, and be blessed, be well, be healthy.
Slow down and love someone with this.